the quadrant of Sagittarius, Aries, and Leo, the fire signs. They are the signs that are intended to release the fiery blueprint, the impetus, the thrust for action. They need to be tethered by those who are earth signs. God control, God gratitude, and God victory. God control is the absolute control of energy, holding that sword of the sacred word, not moving it one quarter of an inch until the command to do battle is given. God gratitude is a tremendous release of joy, appreciation, confirmation of God being, which results in the victory of fire. Aries is the blue, Leo the pink, Sagittarius the yellow. They span the three quadrants of the air, the emotions, and the physical. Now I would like you, on your own clock, drawing in front of you, to draw a circle and to put at the 12 o'clock line of your circle your birth date. This is your own personal astrology chart according to the teachings of the Divine Mother. Whenever you were born at any time in the year, your cycle of life began. Your cycle of life always begins in Capricorn. If your birthday is May 4th, write May 4th on the 12 o'clock line. Write June 4th on the 1 o'clock line, July 4th on the 2, and go right around the clock, right around the months. Change each number to the next month, but keep your birth date around the clock. You need to draw this so that you can get a picture of what we are saying. Draw a clock. Put your birth date on the 12 o'clock line. Put the next month on the 1 o'clock line with the same date. Continue around for the 12 months of the year. Is there anyone who does not understand this? Or who has not done it. Put your birth date on 12. Just draw a plain clock with 12 numbers, just like a clock on the wall, and right above the 12 o'clock line, put your birthday. And at 1 o'clock, put the following month, and so forth. And you will come back finally, as you get to 10 and 11 o'clock, to the last months of your birth cycle. Now, what does this tell you, just this simple outline? It tells you that on the day of your birthday, the hierarchy of Capricorn initiates a new cycle for a new year for you. During that month, that first month of your birth year, you will be undergoing the testings in your use of the flame of God power, testing your ability to invoke the violet flame to transmute all misuses of that flame of all past incarnations. We say that they are up for transmutation in that month. That means that that section of your electronic belt or your subconscious is open. It's like an open door. Patterns will flow through your mind. Perhaps not the total experience, but the tip of the iceberg of the experience. You may have been involved in condemning someone brutally in a previous life. You may have heaped upon the head of this person intense condemnation. All of a sudden, in the first month of your birthday cycle, you will meet this person, and this person will begin to condemn you. And you will experience that receiving of condemnation, and you'll say to yourself, "What have I done? Why is this person condemning me? I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done anything to this person. This is unjust." And you see, you'll go right, you'll make the arc to Virgo, the earth sign, and you'll get this sense of injustice about this terrible condemnation that is coming down upon you. And then you'll arc over to Taurus, the other earth sign, and you'll become very rebellious against this person. And you'll say, "I won't stand for this injustice." And you rebel against this condemnation. What is happening is you're getting all involved in human qualities, reacting against an opportunity to balance life. Karma is exact, and it is exacting. When you have people around you condemning you, it is a perversion of the light of Capricorn and of God power. Depersonalize it immediately. It doesn't matter if you did it or if he did it. The balancing of karma is a not whodunit affair. You impersonalize the energy and you put it into the flame. When this happens, you go into your closet to pray. You withdraw from the person. You bless this one who has been the carrier of the message of your own karma. You go home and you sit down. You take out your violet flame decree and you begin. Violet fire, thou love divine, blaze within this heart of mine. And you invoke that flame. And you say, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I call to my own I Am God presence, to Almighty God, to release the light of the violet flame and the pure energies of Saint Germain to transmute this condemnation into God power. I call for that energy to be freed in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then you give 15 minutes or a half hour of meditation in the violet flame, consciously directing the flame to this person, calling on the law of forgiveness for this person, and calling upon the law of forgiveness for yourself. It really doesn't matter who started the action of this karma. The point is to stop it. You want to stop it. Cut it off right now. We call this arresting the spiral. Karma moves in spirals. You don't want to allow that energy to keep on cycling through your consciousness. You want to put an end to it. To use an expression, you're sick and tired of this condemnation, whether it's yours or anybody else's. You don't want to live in that environment. You don't want to live in that consciousness. There's only one way to get rid of it permanently. Put it into the flame of the Holy Spirit. Put it into the sacred fire. Pass the violet flame through it. Become detached. This is the value of non-attachment. We get so attached to the fact that somebody is condemning us. Separate the somebody from the condemnation. Put the flame through the condemnation, cut the individual free who has been victimized by this vibration, and behold, you'll find a new individual, a Christed one, standing before you. You'll make a new friend out of an old enemy just by disengaging the perversion from the God quality. All right, these are the tests of the first month of your birthday year. Whenever that month is, any day of the 365, whenever your birthday is, that's when it starts. Now, you may not be so fortunate as to meet someone face to face to be able to obviously identify the test of condemnation. It may come only as a subconscious vibration. It may come as a world momentum. It may come as pain on your head because it's opposition to your crown chakra. It may come as a very heavy feeling. The condemnation can be subconscious. It need not be obvious, although many times it is. So, just on the basis of the science of the cosmic clock, the first month of your birth cycle, you give your calls to the Elohim Astraea, which is decree 10.14. to lock the cosmic circle and sword of Bufame around the cause and core of all criticism, condemnation, and judgment in your four lower bodies, in your electronic belt, in your entire consciousness, being, and world, throughout all of your incarnations since your soul's descent into Mater, which is several hundred thousand years of incarnations. Now, if you've been free from criticism all that time, you have God attainment on that line. I would like to shake your hand. Very often we have people coming to the feet of the masters who think that they have great attainment. But remember, we are only living on the surface of our world. We're living in a very small percentage of what we are. And you can bet that if you're on Earth, you have some karma, some misqualified energy on all lines of the clock. And if it is not karma, then it's an opportunity for the testing of your mettle. If you happen to have a line that is clear, then you earn the right to balance planetary karma on that line. First, you take care of the personal, then you graduate to holding the balance for planetary forces. So if perchance you have that mastery in Capricorn, you will be faced during that month of your year with planetary momentums of condemnation. They are very heavy. They are large waves and momentums of darkness. Condemnation has been the tactic of the fallen ones since their fall. Lucifer is known as the accuser of the brethren. It is written in the book of Revelation concerning Satan, and the accuser of the brethren is cast down, that accuse them before our God day and night. Self-condemnation is the worst of all enemies. It is implanted there as the seeds of Lucifer, the seeds of the devil. When you condemn yourself, you are practicing black magic against yourself. You are denying the life that is the flow of power within you. It is a very dangerous state of consciousness. It will make you flip from an inferiority to a superiority complex. You cannot live with yourself when you condemn yourself, so you will flip. You will flip to condemning someone else, or you will flip to a superiority consciousness. Learn to analyze vibration. Learn to sense when darkness is moving in your four lower bodies as condemnation. The second month of your birth cycle, you will be tested under the hierarchy of Aquarius in the flame of God love. As I mentioned before, you may all of a sudden feel a hatred that you have not felt, even in this life. It may be towards someone that is a total stranger. You see someone on the street, you meet someone at work, and all of a sudden you feel this grip of hatred. Why do you hate that person? You can't believe it. All of a sudden, this demon of hatred popped out of your subconscious. You know it's a test of Aquarius. You immediately invoke the violet flame. You call Archangel Michael to bind this momentum. You demand to be put into the flame and consumed. And then you sit down and you give your invocations in the love decrees to divine love. Knowing this, you will not be caught off guard. The science of the cosmic clock enables you to anticipate your daily karma, your dharma of the day, your duties of the day. It enables you to anticipate your initiations in the way of the Christ and the Buddha. Karma, dharma, initiation. Sometimes God uses your own karma to initiate you. Sometimes he uses the karma of another to test your patience and your tolerance and your compassion. Sometimes he uses the karma of the world or of the nation or of the group we are involved with. So there is no need to be in a state of blame, of pointing the finger, of trying to say who did this and who did that and where is that vibration coming from. It doesn't matter. It's polluting matter. It's polluting the four lower bodies of a planet. It's polluting your four lower bodies. Put it into the flame. Let go of it. Let go of the personality cult. You know what the personality cult is? It's attachment to personalities, preferences for personalities, getting involved in cliques of personalities, and imagining that certain personalities are great and others aren't so great, and this whole idolatry cult, this mutual admiration society. Get rid of that, depersonalize, get centered in the fire, and be ready at any moment of the day or night to release the flame to consume the misqualified energies. Now you can examine the clock, analyze these qualities of God, analyze the perversions, see how they come up for transmutation. Be a guard, be a watchman on the wall of your consciousness. Don't let them in. Don't entertain them. Know them for what they are, and know that every day of your life until the hour of your ascension, you are required to put something into the flame. Jesus said, "Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Evil is energy veil. Sufficient unto the day, a day is a cycle. Sufficient unto your cycles is the quotient of the energy veil that you are required to transmute. You don't need to plan for tomorrow and the next day. You have your hands full right now. Balancing that energy by the use of the violet flame. Now I've given you the third period in your year to watch for the testing. When the sun is in a sign, when the moon is in a sign, or when your birth cycle is in that sign. Any one of those three times you will be tested. Now I've shown you the clock on the months. Now I want to show you the clock on the years of your life. You are born at the 12 o'clock line. 0 years old is the 12 o'clock line. The first 12 months of your life are spent under the hierarchy of Capricorn, the first year, even though within those 12 months you're going around the entire clock, as I just explained. That year is overshadowed by the hierarchy of Capricorn. In the first year of your life, you need God power to grow. Your body is kicking, moving, stretching the muscles. The flame of power gives you the impetus of life. The children that do not make it beyond the first year are those for whom there is an initiation in Capricorn. Either their parents are not keeping the flame of Capricorn of power, of protection and perfection on their behalf, or they themselves are facing a karma of a previous life when they misuse that energy of Capricorn. And so it takes them out of embodiment. The first birthday, one candle on the cake, everyone sings happy birthday, and you're into Aquarius. Creativity, new age consciousness, you're ready to go. You're a toddler, exploring everything with this creativity of Aquarius. The impetus of Aquarius is the impetus to crawl and then to walk. The most wonderful thing about walking is doing it all by yourself. We don't allow anyone to help a child walk in the retreat of the masters. The child must pick himself up, hold on to a table leg, and start to walk. He must have that first initiation of conquering life. He must have the satisfaction that he did it all by himself. So we don't teach children to walk, we let them walk. We let them walk in the flame of Aquarius. If they walk at 11 months or 10 months, fine. It's in the conclusion of Capricorn. But they have their own inner cosmic clock, and don't you interfere with it. Don't make them walk when they want to crawl. Crawling is an inner mechanism of training the brain, training the mind, the coordination, the balance of the flow. When they have fulfilled their crawling, they will walk. Second birthday, flame of Pisces. This is the testing of the water sign for a whole year. You have to be careful to discipline the child's emotions. They will use the emotional tactic to control you. They will use the solar plexus, the tantrum, the I want this and I want that. And that's the time when the firm voice of the parent will transfer the flame of God mastery, self-mastery, to the child. The child wants to be disciplined. It feels all of this water energy. It's looking for a mold. It's looking for a bowl to put the water in. The parents provide the discipline. The child then sets a pattern for mastery in Pisces, which he will face all over again in his 14th year. Age 12 comes back on the 12 o'clock line. He is 13 then again in Aquarius, 14 in Pisces. 14 is a difficult time. It is adolescence. It is coming to grips with emotional energies in the world. If the child has passed initiations at age 2 by the firm discipline of parents and the great love of parents and their wisdom, at age 14, he'll be just fine. He'll meet the world and he'll conquer the world. Age 3 o'clock line, is also age 15. The test the child doesn't pass at 3, he will not pass at 15. So the 3-year-old is developing the ego, the divine ego, on the 3 o'clock line. We have to be certain that it is the divine ego and not the human ego. We have to let that ego develop. A child needs to have a large awareness of identity as the Christ. We're not constantly putting this child down, saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. We let the child be creative. We let the child find his identity, but we provide the guidelines. We have to be careful. So often we see parents, especially in public places, where my heart is broken in two when I see parents smacking a child here and smacking a child there, and there's this competition of egos between the child and the parent. And the child will say something he shouldn't have said to the parent, very innocently, not realizing he's being disrespectful. And the parent will say, how dare you talk to me like that? Wham! And the child is absolutely astounded and starts to cry. And of course, this is a good way to break an ego, break an identity, have a vegetable in your family. We need individual creativity that is disciplined, that has respect, that respects parents. We get that respect by respecting our children. You have to respect a child because a child is the Christed one. That doesn't mean that you are in a state of idolatry regarding your children, worshiping your children. You put them in their place firmly and you keep them there, but you don't treat them as if they were animals. If you do, you will raise an animal. So these signs go around your year and you can make a chart of your life, what happened to you in your earliest memories, when you were 4, when you were 5, when you were 6. What tests did you pass? What tests did you fail? If you have a memory of failing a test, age 5. Let's say you were jealous of your next door neighbor because he had a trike and you didn't. Okay, that was a manifestation of jealousy, age 5. It's a record, it's sitting there. Transmute it, put it into the flame. Call to beloved Saint Germain to transmute the cause and core of that record in your etheric body and to free that energy and focus it as a flame of God wisdom. And so on around the clock, age 6, 7, and 8 in the emotional quadrant. These are also emotional years for children, but they can be carried through beautifully if they have the correct sense of mother. You're getting a little older. When you come back to 12, you can trace your memory, age 13, 14, 15. 16 is on the 4 o'clock line. 16 is either the age of rebellion or the age of the fulfillment of the inner blueprint. Since we live in a rebellious society where parents do not understand teaching children obedience, not to something on the outer that doesn't make any sense, but teaching them obedience to respond to their inner flame. When children don't understand that, it's usually the age of breaking away, of rejection, experimentation with everything that goes against what they have been taught in the home. This is the age when children begin to make a very heavy karma. And if they don't know the cycles of life, they wind up at Summit University a decade later, and they have a heap of karma that they have to begin to work to transmute with a violet flame. And they work diligently at it, and of course it can be done. But blessed are those children who have the teaching and the understanding, who do not have to go through the sordid aspects of human perversions in order to find God. It's somewhat of a setback, but it can be overcome. 17, on the line of Gemini, is an opportunity for a tremendous development of the mind through studying, preparing for a vocation. Age 18, on the 6 o'clock line, it also corresponds to the base chakra. If the 18-year-old does not have an understanding of the correct use of the sacred fire, the raising of the mother flame, if the person doesn't have an appreciation of the Divine Mother and the sense of the honor of the Divine Mother, there can be the misuse of the sacred fire in sex, emotional involvements, karmic ties, and a wasting of a great deal of energy that should be used to expand in the feeling world that which is gained in the mental body. The energies of the feeling world are tremendous. They are the most powerful energies we have. If we use them to expand the Christ consciousness, they are money in the bank, literally. They are the flow of abundance and supply. 18 is the age when we should be beginning college, making a career for ourselves, carving our future, perfecting our sacred labor. If we use our energies to do this, we can experience a tremendous flow between our cosmic consciousness and our consciousness in this plane. We can squander all of that energy, 18, 19, and 20 during that quadrant, and we can find we have nothing to show for it when we get 21, the line of Libra, the time when it is to go forth and carve out a destiny for oneself and one's family. We need to see that each successive year of life is an opportunity to gain a tremendous momentum of cosmic energy, to keep it for attainment, for the mastery of life. If we squander it, we are left with the husks of the perversions. And our own internal inharmony, internal discord, and we ourselves do not get along with ourselves when we have this dichotomy of forces. So it would be a good idea to take your present age and to see what line of the clock you are on right now. If you're 24, you're on the 12 o'clock line. You're starting an entirely new 12-year cycle. If you're 23, you're on the 11. If you're 25, you're on the 1, and so forth. Just count around until you get to your line. Wherever you are, it's an opportunity to transmute whatever you have been and to clear the way for a future of God mastery. Wherever you are, the cycles will come again. Every 12 years, you will have the opportunity to balance everything that you have ever perverted on any line of the clock. If you are 36 on the 12 o'clock line, that is your opportunity to transmute in that year everything you did when you were 24, when you were 12, and when you were in the first year of your life. And all your decrees will go for that transmutation. Plus, they will be for everything misused in the first month of your birthday cycle in every year of your life. Now, this is the cosmic clock that we use daily at Summit University. We teach it in detail. Mother Mary teaches the clock. She teaches us the 14 stations of the cross, fulfilled according to the cycles of the clock. She teaches us the path of initiation. As I mentioned earlier, all of these charts are in the family designs for the Golden Age album, and the only teaching on the cosmic clock that is on tape is in that album. It relates to the family, relates to husbands and wives, divorce, attractions, repulsions between the opposite sex. It's very good fundamental instruction on how to use this clock in discovering your karma and mastering your karma so that you can fulfill your dharma. I trust you will use this teaching because it really is the key to your ascension. Over this clock, you can invoke the flame to transmute 51% of your karma so that you can be ready to make your ascension at the conclusion of this life. If you begin today and work diligently, you have an excellent chance of making your ascension in this life. It doesn't matter how old you are. I've seen people start at 60 and make their ascension by the time they were 75 or 80. As Moria says, you can make it if you try. But if you don't try, no one will make it for you. Do you have any questions? Yes.
What if you're born on the cusp between, say, Capricorn and Aquarius?
If you're born on the cusp of Capricorn and Aquarius, you still put that date, of course, on your sign, and it means that you came into embodiment to master the best of both signs. And so every initiation will be right at that midpoint between signs, and your mastery is for the mastery of flow, because there's the passing of the torch. Every time a sign changes, Capricorn gives the torch to Aquarius. And in that moment of the passing of the torch is a very important initiation, because that's the only time when the torch can be dropped, when it's being passed. And so the passing of the torch is the changing of the frequencies of hierarchies. And it's a very unique test, and you hold the balance for everyone on the planet who is passing the similar test. So you're always keeping the Libra scales for two signs. And I'm sure you can sense it in your life.